most of them wore overalls, the farmers. In fact, I saw farmers wear overalls with a shirt, a dress shirt, and a tie, which didn't go together at all, but a lot of them used to do that.
I can remember going to church and seeing men in overalls and a nice shirt and tie. Mm-hmm. I can remember that, yeah. Did they ever call them galluses, or were they suspenders?
They were always suspenders around there.
And you mentioned pants. You said waist pants?
Waist pants.
Okay. Is that what men would call them in this area, waist pants, or would they call them trousers? Or?
Well, they'd call them both, but usually pants. With back in the days when they all wore overalls, these were waist pants.
Okay. I want to ask you about food that was grown on the farm where you grew up. If you could tell me as many of the different kinds of food that you can remember that y'all grew when you were...
Oh, gee. Mom used to have a garden. Well, all the women around here had huge gardens. They'd grow tomatoes and potatoes and carrots and radishes and onions and cantaloupe, muskmelon, watermelon. They didn't grow very much celery or stuff like that because they didn't know how to bleach it and take care of it after it would grow here, but they would usually lose it trying to bleach it. And they really didn't know how to take care of it, but they roasted ears, corn. Everybody put up corn.
Yeah.
And beans. Okay. Had beans.
What kind of beans?
Usually pinos.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this is a pretty good growing area. I mean, compared to a lot of places,
it is. Of course, back then you had trouble with water. You had to depend on the windmill and wind. And so sometimes you had trouble with the garden drying out. But otherwise, it's a good growing area except for hail. And hail will ruin a garden in a hurry.
You know the hail we got in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
We had our windows in our house broken out by the hail the other day. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned corn. Now, when you eat corn this way, it's called what?
Roasted ears.
Okay. Or do you ever call it a...
Corn on the cob.
Okay. Okay. And the stuff you pull off the corn is the...
Shucks.
Okay. And the little thin strands inside?
Is tassels or... No, that's a silks. That's what
okay.
I was going to say. Silks.
Okay. You mentioned tomatoes. Do people in here grow those little tiny ones?
A few.
And what are they called?
Do
they have a special name? They call them
cherry tomatoes.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Cherry tomatoes.
Now you mentioned potatoes. What kind of potatoes were grown?
Oh, they grow red and white both, and I don't know the names of them. I know there's russet and I don't know what else.
Okay. Okay.
But they grow both kinds.
Okay.
Of red and white. Skin.
Now, Dennis was telling me that beets were big in this area at one point.
They were.
Okay. Tell me about that. Was there a lot of sugar beets grown?
Yeah, and that's after irrigation started around this country. There were lots of sugar beets, and until Great Western had their troubles, and then there was just no market for them. Too far to haul them.
Great Western is a...
Sure, their refining company.
And where was that located?
Let's see, Great Western was... There was one down east of Burlington, and there's one at Brush, but they had hauled our beets like over at Ray and railroaded them.
Okay. And sounds like that was really a big industry at one point.
It was.
Yeah.
We had a lot of migrant workers around here.
Okay. Where were they from mostly?
From Texas, and there was few for a while came from Mexico. In fact, we had people here that... said they were doctors that were hoeing beets, that they could make more money here hoeing beets than they could doctoring in Mexico.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah,
that it's that bad down there?
Yeah, it is.